Good morning, result seekers. Today is December the 24th, the day before Christmas, the day before Santa Claus comes and finds out if you've been a good or bad little boy or girl. I wanted to make today's call festive and fun. The music today comes to us from Vince Guaraldi's trio and was first used in Charlie Brown Christmas. I recently found a wonderful video clip that talks about the meaning of Christmas beautifully. And I wanted to play a little bit from this clip for you. It's Charlie Brown and Lucy Van Pelt talking on a winter background, and they're talking about the meaning of Christmas. So listen in.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that. What is it you want? Real estate.
What a wonderful message from a cartoon. And ladies and gentlemen, please help welcome the Rain Santa Claus, Mr. Richard Dolan. Merry Christmas, Rich.
I've never been called a Rain Santa Claus before, and I'm not quite sure how big and jolly I am, but ironically, I'm wearing a red sweater right now, so I'll definitely take that on. But with that said, Russell, thank you so much for that kind introduction. And I always have to say that I appreciate the way in which you position our introductions and you take the time to understand there's a theme to every call. For hundreds and hundreds of our members across the country who dial into these calls live every week from any part of the world that they might be visiting from and or are currently in. And then those hundreds more who, in fact, go online and replay the recording of these calls. It means a lot to us that you make it fun, Russell. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
But with that being said, you know, yes, we are. We're on Christmas Eve, and it is an incredible time. I know that we all are just counting down the hours till we can eat that final chocolate in your tab-pull chocolate calendar. That right behind it is that cute little chocolate that, I don't know about you, but I definitely can't wait to eat. And as we head into this time, we know that it's a time in which we're going to be with a lot of family and likely then a lot of friends. And you just can't help but realize that it's not about the gifts and it's not about the tree. It's not about the eggnog and what you spice it with. But it's going to be about the fact that you've got that time with the very people that care about you the most. It's about that time that you're able to really own the space that you have spent your entire life developing, creating, and harvesting. Preserving in its greatest form is these relationships. And so for this particular call, we're going to make it short, we're going to make it sweet, we're going to make it simple. There's three things we would love for you to do. And again, in the form of both homework and in terms of the context for this call, there are three things you want to do today. And for the next few days, consider that it is going to be a part of your nature, your new culture for this festive season. Number one, I want you to consider acknowledging the people that are in your life right now. And I would have to actually invite you to do at least three. Acknowledge them for the contribution that they've been for you this year. Now, 2012 is coming to a quick end, and as you know, that once you get past these next few days in the Boxing Day extravaganza, and I'm sure you'll be preparing for the New Year's Eve of the decade, you want to acknowledge people around you for their contributions, and you're going to be around them. You're going to be, whether it's back home and with loved ones, or you're going to be at home with loved ones, you want to acknowledge people for the contribution they've been for you. It's so critical. It's so important. You want to let them know the difference they've made for you. You want them to know the impact it had, and you want to share with them that they can count on you to be open for more of it. People love contributing to others, and we don't often enough let them know that we appreciate it. So acknowledge people for the contributions they were to you. Now, by the way, this is the Real Estate Investment Network, and yes, we're all about real estate, but folks, it's not just about those who've contributed to you in your real estate journey, but also in your real life journey. So you want to make sure that you get that handled. Number two is you want to begin to consider that during the season, you want to align with those people that you wish to build partnerships with. This is a great time that people are receptive to the invitations of possibility to partnering. So this is particularly the time that I reach out to people in the industry that I've been working with for the past few weeks, few months, even a few years, to reset the board, to reaffirm and reestablish the parameters of a partnership. This is the time that I'll reach out to a Hunter Milbourne or a Juwan Howard or even a David Franklin, say, hey, given the contribution you've been, I appreciate your partnership, and here's what we're doing in the year ahead. Here's what you can count on me for, and here's what I'm going to ask of you. Alignment is also known as commitment. But alignment means being able to understand that what's important for you is equally as important to them. So align during this time by building those partnerships and resetting the cornerstones to why those partnerships are important, starting with you, ending with them. Third and final is get yourself open to being coachable. Have yourself be really open and ready, willing and curious to hear what friends and family have to say about you and what they would like to share with you if you want to get to the next level. You know, these are the times that you'll be elbow to elbow with family and friends that maybe at times you don't want to be with and can't wait to get out of. But you want to listen for where their curiosities of you are. You want to listen for the gaps that they have of you and where you've been. You want to listen for any of the disconnects between what you've been doing and what they know about it. You know, I'll never forget once at a Christmas dinner, I was sitting with my family, my grandmother, who's now passed for now the second year she's been gone. She looked at me and she said, "Son, can I ask you a question?" I said, "Yeah, Grandma, what do you want to like? What do you want to know, girl?" And she said to me, "Richard, what do you do?" I thought, "Oh my gosh, you don't know what I do?" And she says, "I have no clue. I think it has something to do with money." And I thought, my gosh, you know, how awful have I been in communicating what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, how it's important to me, how it provides me what I need for my life to have a fulfilled living, how it provides for my family, how it provides for friends and a staff. And I realized how, well, Scrooge-like I've been around being vulnerable and sharing with my grandmother what it was that I actually did for a living. And I think sometimes we're wired to not want to talk about ourselves, and that's not what I'm suggesting. I'm not suggesting to go in with a CV and saying, "Hey, look at my qualifications for this past year." It's about being able to share with people, "Hey, you know, I want to tell you what I'm doing, and I'm so excited about it, I thought it'd be neat for you to know." And that way they feel like they're also co-authoring the success story in the making. They get to be a part of the journey, not just asking you about it. And if you can give people the opportunity of being able to ask the question, "What is it that you're doing now?" you'll find yourself hearing in return where they might ask for your help, ask for your inspiration or direction, given what it is that you're doing. Amazing to see how that happens. So for the week ahead and on this incredible Christmas Eve, acknowledge people for their contributions, align yourself with the new partnerships, call those people that you want to be in business with, email them, text message them, send them a telegram, even a singing one. And if you want to learn how to do that, just contact my associate, Erin Armstrong. She'll tell you how to do that. And allow yourself to be open to be coachable. Be open to conversations. Share who you are, where you're at, what your beliefs is, what your belief is. And you'll see that there will be a different holiday season that becomes you. So, Russ, back to you.
Wow, fantastic homework to do on this Christmas Eve. That one that you point you made of number three about being open and being coachable and asking for that feedback, sometimes that can be a real hard conversation because sometimes people don't want to hear it and maybe ego gets in the way. So how can we get in the right frame of mind for being open to it when maybe it's a hard conversation to have?
Well, that's an incredible point. You know, what you'll notice is that as you begin to condition people around you to say, "Hey, I'm always open to suggestions and insights and thoughts." I personally get about a handful of people per city that actually I've got a relationship with, fellow members who say, "Hey, listen, would you mind if I gave you a little bit of direction, advice, or feedback on your presentation?" I'm always open to it. And depending upon how I treat that feedback and depending upon how that shows up in my next presentation, it actually induces more feedback. And so just last night, a fellow member from Ottawa, his name is Daniel, a wonderful, wonderful Frenchman, always gives me advice. The man has worked with world-class speakers, an absolute authority on the space of presentations, and he always comes up to me and says, "You know what, Richard, I only have one idea. I only have one insight. I only have one question. I only have one thought." And every time he gives it to me, I implement it in my next stage. Now, as far as being at the home and during this holiday season, of course, you're not giving presentations and you're not being there as an open to being coachable. What that shows up as is saying, "Hey, John or Bill or my fellow brother or hey, Mom, do you know what I'm up to right now?" And it opens the conversation up. And as you're talking to them and they are saying to you what they believe you do, you can say to them, "Hey, listen, what would help you understand more of what I do? Or what areas of what I do interests you the most? Or what are you most intrigued about?" So being coachable isn't about just getting direction and being taught something. It's about also being open to hearing a two-way dialogue. So maybe allowing yourself to be coachable is one thing, but also allowing yourself to be conversational is another. And for most of our members, that might be the most intriguing things right now.
Yeah, and right? We have to remember it's not a personal attack.
Mm-hmm. It's not a personal attack indeed.
Absolutely. What a wonderful message. And as we enter into Christmas tomorrow, Richard, I wanted to just take the time out here to, on behalf of everyone within the RAIN organization and RAIN partners, I want to thank you for just being a guiding light, a wonderful voice every Monday morning, plus every RAIN meeting that you've attended. You've been a wonderful guiding influence on many people's lives, and I'll tell you what, if there were more Richard Dolans in this world, this place would be a much better place. So thank you very much.
I appreciate that. I don't know if there's enough gel in the world to support other Richard Dolans, but I will tell you this, Russell, I appreciate your kind words, and I do want to say this on my behalf and my team's behalf. That is it's a profound honor to be in the position I'm in. I absolutely know it's a blessing to have the gifts I have. I know it's an absolute blessing to be able to be in the position to share them. I acknowledge Don Campbell for taking the leap of faith and expanding his faculty by including me into the team. I thank the RAIN team for, in fact, allowing me into the corporation the way they have and embracing me in my ideology. And I want to thank you, members from coast to coast, each and every one of you who've really stepped up, listened in, dialed into what my thoughts, insights, and leadership thoughts have been, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your listening, and I appreciate your commitment, and I appreciate being a part of your life in the way you've allowed me to. So thank you all.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
The next live event, success doesn't take a holiday. We're still on board for next Monday, December the 31st, the last day of 2012. And I know Rich has a wonderful message about goals and resolutions for that. So make sure you dial into that. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, wishing you a wonderful Christmas. Bye for now.